After that last presentation, it makes collecting information about adverse events seem so easy. But as we at this conference consider health across the lifespan, we're going to focus for the next 10 minutes or so on senior citizens and look at the results from an RCT in terms of what adverse events were reported. But first, I have no relationships to disclose. And now for some background. About 20% of seniors experience neck pain on a monthly basis. And perhaps more importantly, oftentimes this neck pain is associated with more comorbidities and higher rates of poor self-related health compared to their colleagues or their cohort components who do not report neck complaint. And this obviously has considerable impact on seniors' functional capacity, their independence for living, and considering the rapid growth of this segment of our population, neck complaint in seniors constitutes a major public health problem. Now, there's moderate level evidence supporting the effectiveness of spinal manipulative therapy and different exercise therapies for the general population with neck complaint. However, there's very, very little in the published literature looking at these therapies for seniors with chronic neck complaint, and moreover, almost nothing in the literature on adverse events associated with these therapies in seniors. And oftentimes, adverse events are very poorly recorded in the research literature and poorly reported. We were talking right before this session about, you know, part of the problem here is variance in definitions. It's adverse events. It's side effects. It's unintended consequences. It's a whole variety of different things and different significance placed on each of these different operational definitions. So for the purposes of this study, we look to the consort recommendations for adverse events reporting, which was issued in 2004. And our definition for adverse events are any unfavorable or unintended events that occurs during the course of the study, and these may or may not be caused by the intervention. So we're not judging that. So if we take a look at the literature briefly and what we do know about adverse events for these interventions, there is some evidence looking at adverse events in exercise for older adults, not necessarily targeted to chronic neck complaint or chronic musculoskeletal complaints in older adults, but just looking at exercise in aggregate. And we see that musculoskeletal adverse events are very common, typically very mild in nature. Oftentimes they revolve around joint pain and muscle soreness. Serious adverse effects are rare. The few instances that have been reported in the literature really revolved around falls and cardiovascular events secondary to exercise, or associated, I should say, with exercise intervention. If we take a look at spinal manipulative therapies in the general population, similarly, we see that musculoskeletal adverse events are fairly common, oftentimes are mild to moderate in severity. However, the serious adverse events for the senior population is unknown. So we took a look at adverse events in the context of a randomized clinical trial. We were enrolling people 65 years of age and older who had a primary complaint of chronic neck pain. These were all community-dwelling ambulatory seniors, so they were highly functional. They had to score at least a minimum of 20 on the Fullstein mental status evaluation, so they were cognitively competent seniors as well. And just to give you some context to the adverse events, these were our three different intervention groups. Each lasted 12 weeks. And I'm going to start with the group on the right-hand side because that's the one that's common to all three groups. That was our home exercise intervention. And in this group, we were giving recommendations for some very basic stretching and strengthening exercises for seniors to do at home every day. And we instructed them on these exercises in 4 one-hour-long sessions over the course of the 12 weeks of care. We'll take a look at that middle intervention group. That was a supervised rehabilitative exercise group plus the home exercise. So in addition to the home exercise recommendations, we spent 21-hour-long sessions with the seniors. So they were coming in about twice a week over the course of 12 weeks, working with an exercise therapist, doing an expanded set of strengthening and stretching exercises focused on their neck, their back, also their upper body. We were tailoring the degree of difficulty of the exercises based on their ability and giving them progressions over the course of the 12 weeks, as we saw was clinically appropriate. And then in the group that's on the far left was spinal manipulative therapy delivered by doctors of chiropractic, plus the home exercise routine. And the frequency of the chiropractic intervention was left to the discretion of the providing chiropractor. So we collected adverse event data at each treatment visit, regardless of which group that they were in, by simply having the clinician or the care provider ask the question, did you experience any side effects or problems after the last treatment? It was a simple yes-no response. If they said yes, they wrote down verbatim what the patient reported. And then we just simply conducted a descriptive analysis of all the responses. And I put a little asterisk by the all because since the clinicians didn't really screen out what was or wasn't even conceivably related, there were a couple very weird ones that we did exclude from the analysis. But then we grouped these categorically. So these were the baseline characteristics of our participants in the study. We had 241 seniors. Their average age was 72. Just less than half were female. Most were very chronic in terms of their neck pain, with a moderate degree of neck pain, just over 5 on a 0 to 10 scale, and with mild to moderate levels of disability. And as you see, out of the 194 participants who gave us complete side effects data, 64 reported that they had not experienced any over the course of the 12 weeks of intervention. And among the 130 who did report some or adverse events, the majority reported either one or two instances. There were no serious adverse events reported in this trial. We did have one severe and related adverse event. One person did fall during their supervised rehabilitative exercise session and fractured their radius. So here's a breakdown of the most commonly reported adverse events. You'll see an aggravation in their neck symptoms as being the most common, followed by muscle soreness, joint pain in the lower extremity, mostly an aggravation of a pre-existing hip condition, also back pain, upper extremity joint pain, most commonly the shoulder, stiffness not otherwise specified, and headaches. And as you see, in the middle column, most commonly we saw side effects with the supervised rehabilitative exercise intervention. About 90% of the people who we had data collected from that group did report some adverse event over the course of care. Let's go on from there. So strengths of this study, this was adverse event data collected using a systematic data collection process in the context of an RCT. There were, however, limitations, including missing data, most likely due to noncompliance with the intervention or dropouts from the study treatment. We did have a change in how we were recording data, and that resulted in some missing data with a few of our participants. And with most side effects or adverse event reporting, relatedness is a huge question mark. And we did not ask participants whether or not they felt that the effect that they were reporting was related to their care, nor did we ask them about the severity of their symptoms. We've started doing that in subsequent trials, but for this one, we didn't ask that question. So a few different things of note, one being patient perspective, and that's sort of circling around to that bothersomeness. How important did people really feel like that adverse event was in the context of their care? I referenced here a really neat qualitative research study that was looking at patients' perspectives in terms of addressing side effects or adverse events for manual therapy. And some of the great conclusions from this qualitative research was that as long as it was an anticipated adverse event, patients really minimized what the significance of that side effect or adverse event was. And also that they very commonly anticipated that they were going to have stiffness, soreness, and exacerbation of their musculoskeletal symptoms. So when we're wrestling in the research literature from a scientific perspective about what does and does not constitute an adverse event, I think it's very important that we take a look at what patients are really considering to be of issue. We did conduct qualitative research studies alongside our quantitative data collection in this trial, and 27% of those who were in the supervised rehabilitative exercise group did volunteer unsolicited that they had difficulties with the treatment due to side effects that they were experiencing in the study. And there was about less than half of that in both of the other two intervention groups. So One of our next steps is really to mine that qualitative data and try to get a sense of how big of an issue was this for the study participants. And then another thing we noted in the qualitative research is that there were many mediating factors that might complicate how the patients are perceiving adverse events. Comorbidities were incredibly common, and I think we see that reflected in our adverse event data, especially when it comes to upper and lower extremity aggravation of symptoms, a lot of bad hips and knees and shoulders out there. Age, a lot of people discounted a lot of the adverse events they were experiencing because of their age, in addition to the comorbidities. And we are in the upper Midwest where we have this hardy Norwegian population who are very stoic about many of the symptoms they experience. So there was a lot of stoicism and rationalizing away the significance of a lot of the adverse events they were experiencing. So in conclusion, in this RCT that was looking at spinal manipulative therapy and exercise interventions, there were no serious adverse events reported for seniors who had the chronic neck complaint. However, non-serious and expected adverse events were very common. They were musculoskeletal in nature, and oftentimes they were an aggravation of existing extremity joint pain. And of note with this is that most commonly, we saw this in the supervised rehabilitative exercise group, and this was under close supervision with constant modifications to exercises as we felt clinically important. So that's something definitely to take into consideration in future research. Thank you.